Ave Maria, and welcome to episode 21 of Marian Shrines of the World. Today we look towards China, to the village of Donglu, 140 kilometers southwest of Beijing. It was a poor place, formerly called the Place of Beggars, when in 1862 the population was perhaps 2,000 and there were no Catholics. Yet, through the efforts of the Missionary Order of the Vincentian Fathers, a mission was established there and baptisms began the following year. By 1896, there were approximately 700 Catholics. 3 years later, the famous Boxer Rebellion swept through China and grew to such proportions that even small places like Donglu could not escape its fury. In 1900, a force of 10,000 rioters surrounded Donglu and vowed to kill all Catholics. Father Wu, the village priest, moved among the defenders of Donglu and constantly invoked the Mother of God to save his people. With only a few guns and one cannon, the villagers were able to fight off the Boxers' attack four times. Then, without warning, the soldiers, in a senseless rage, started to shoot into the sky. Then suddenly they fled, frightened, and never came back. Some Boxers, who later converted, explained that a woman in white appeared above Donglu and in their fear how they shot bullets at her. When the apparition did not fade, the attackers had not even time to reorganize because a strange horseman put them to flight. Many believe this horseman was Saint Michael the Archangel. In gratitude to the Holy Mother for her protection, a large Gothic-style church was completed 3 years later. Desiring to commemorate the unusual occurrence, Father Wu obtained an oil portrait of the Chinese Empress dressed in her imperial robes. He took it to an artist who used it as a model for painting an image of the Madonna with the Christ child, dressed in the sumptuous robes of a non-Christian empress. This image was displayed in the village church, which soon became a place of pilgrimage. By 1915, the number of Catholics living in the village increased to 3,500. In 1924, the Shanghai Synod of Bishops in China, the first national conference of bishops in the country, chose this image to be denoted as Our Lady of China, or Heavenly Queen of China. On June 11, 1924, at the close of the synod, each bishop prayed silently for his own diocese, and then they all read out a common formula of consecration of the Chinese people to Our Lady of China. People began coming to the shrine and miracles of healing were reported. As a result of an increased awareness and devotion to Our Lady of China in Donglu, the Christian faith greatly increased throughout China, particularly in the north. In 1928, Pope Pius XI approved the apparition and promulgated the image, and in 1932, he approved it as an official Marian shrine. Sadly, in 1937, war broke out between China and Japan, and in 1941, Japanese artillery utterly destroyed the Donglu Church, causing the pilgrimages to stop. Eventually, in 1989, sufficient funds were raised to rebuild the church. In 1990, Pope St. John Paul II officially gave his blessing to the project and construction was finished within 2 years. The new church was approximately one-third larger than the previous one and could accommodate 3,000 people. Religious activities resumed at the shrine. On May 23, 1995, during Holy Mass on the vigil of the Feast of Our Lady Help of Christians, in the presence of four bishops and 110 priests and over 30,000 pilgrims, the sun suddenly lost its overpowering brightness so that the people gathered could look directly at the sun with ease. The sun spun alternatively to the right and to the left. The centre of the sun was covered by a white host, with the sun's circumference surrounded by multiple layers of colours. Rays of various colours emanated from the sun. With the passing of the minutes, the sun changed colours, first to yellow, then red, blue, and followed by other colours. Subsequently, people saw different apparitions in the core of the sun: the Holy Cross, the Holy Family, Holy Mary, and the Holy Eucharist. Where at times the sun would approach the crowd and then retreat. People were heard crying out, "Holy Mother, have pity on us, your children, and Holy Mother, please forgive my sins." The congregation was so transfixed at the phenomenon that when they witnessed the changing colours of the sun, the whole congregation spontaneously shouted and applauded with joy. Yellow, red, blue. This lasted about 20 minutes, and then, following a sudden white ray, the sky returned to normal. The next day, security forces barred all pilgrims from joining those already at the shrine. They forced people back into buses and trains without offering any explanation. Still, as many as 100,000 successfully reached the area, finding alternative ways to get there to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians. In April 1996, the Chinese government officially banned pilgrims from visiting Donglu and prevented pilgrims from gathering on the May 24th feast day by mobilizing 5,000 troops and dozens of armored cars and helicopters. Local police set up roadblocks on the main roads into town, with armoured guards to watch the gates day and night to prevent the flow of pilgrims. Yet Catholics in Donglu claim that miracles are continually occurring, and the faith of Catholics is getting stronger despite restrictions by the authorities. Every year, pilgrims still make public displays of devotion at the shrine. In fact, in 2004, it was reported that as many as 7,000 of Donglu's approximately 9,000 residents are Catholic, giving the town probably a larger concentration of Catholics than any other place in China. Our Lady is truly the help of Christians. May the day soon arrive when she will be acknowledged by all as the Heavenly Queen of China. Please pray for the persecuted church in China. Our Lady of China, pray for us. Ave Maria.